my co-host, a Dr. Raymond Hamdan, clinical and forensic psychologist at the Human Relations Institute. And someone's asking if the show will be podcast. Very interesting, but I missed the first half. Yes, indeed, the show will be podcast. So, yeah, you can always tune in onto DubaiEye1038.com to listen to shows again. Also, go to DubaiEye1038.com and fill in a short survey for us, if you would. It would be really appreciated. Get involved with the station. You already are. I mean, I just love the conversations I have every day on this show with you. And we want to hear more from you. We want to hear your feedback. Go to the website, DubaiEye1038.com. There's a button there, a red button, Talk to Dubai Eye, and you just click on that. And it's a really short survey. It just takes a few moments, and we can get some feedback from you. And there are going to be some interesting discussions to be had afterwards as well. So do check it out online, DubaiEye1038.com. Now, let's go back to the SMSs, Dr. Ray, because I really want to get through as many of these. People are being, you know, really obviously feeling the need to talk and to express their secrets in some cases. And there are other SMSs as well. It doesn't have to be to do with secrets. Dr. Raymond's here to offer his advice and counsel if he can. So let's have a look at the... Let's go to... I had an affair 16 years ago when I was under the influence of alcohol, and I confessed this to my wife. I stopped drinking and promised never to repeat the mistake. Now she is demanding for a divorce because she's found out that I have female friends on Facebook. She's always been suspicious of any contact I have with the opposite sex.
Anytime that we have a traumatic experience, especially one that's an unusual human event, and believe it or not, an affair is an unusual human event. It's not normal, and nor will divorce ever be normal. Even if you like to look at it statistically, and normal means what the majority do, it is not normal. It's very devastating. Even if everybody is, it still has devastation. An affair is always going to be devastating, no matter when you learn about it. Now, this person who is saying now she wants a divorce because she found out her husband is having a female communication with a female on Facebook, might not be physical, might not even be an affair, but what she's doing is she's having hypervigilance. And what that means is that the post-traumatic stress disorder of an affair that occurred 16 years ago is still in effect. Not only is it that it consists of depression and anxiety, which may have been now resolved, there's still going to be hypervigilance. You're always looking to see if something like that will happen again. And the exaggerated startle response. As soon as you hear a woman's voice on the other end of the telephone, you're suspicious. Does that mean he's having an affair? Or is there a woman's voice or a woman's name on the end of the communications electronically? Is that another person that he's involved with that I won't know for another 16 years? Well, I'm not going to wait 16 more years to find out. I'm going to get rid of this situation right now. So her reaction may actually be an exaggerated startle response.
Okay, now, to be honest, I'm bowled over by how many SMSs are coming through, so I'm going to do my best to get through as many of them as possible in the next 20 minutes or so. Okay, let's go to... if my husband abused me physically and now emotionally by having a secret affair, clearly he was abused in childhood when his mother had a secret affair, then shouldn't I give him unconditional love?
If you can do that, that would be the maturest thing to do, and that's actually a show of what real partnership is. But you may also need to have some kind of support to be able to do that, whether it's family, friends, or a third-party professional that'll help you deal with the emotional things that you're going through. Yes, it is absolutely mature, and what a wonderful model you are to be willing to give that kind of unconditional love and support of a person who is betraying. But if you can give it that kind of understanding and maturity, you're going to actually give him the greatest gift of all. And that's a platform to improve himself. With being a true model of this unconditional love does not mean that you're weak, doesn't mean that you're stupid, and don't let anybody try to tell you that. It's actually a show of sophistication, of maturity, of discipline, of honor and integrity. So you're to be applauded to be able to do that. But it's also important to realize that you may need support to go through this and help you walk through the process and make sure that he also is appreciative and will respond in kind. Mm. There's many stories about this, and many of you probably heard of Pat Boone. And I don't think Mr. Boone would mind if I tell the story that he told me when I met him many years ago. His wife was the daughter of a country singer, and she had had a religious experience, and that was what governed her life. Well, as Pat Boone tells the story, he used to be a drunk. He would get drunk, he would come home, be abusive, and relentlessly, his wife would always be there, being a good wife and a good mother to their children. One day, he got fed up with his own behavior. He realized that his wife was such a wonderful model. And he says, I don't know what it is that she has, but I'm not getting it from alcohol and being abusive. I want to know what she has that's making her such a wonderful person to a scoundrel like me. And as he approached her with that question, she told him about her religious experience and learning to be close to God and trusting in the holiest way of understanding human nature. And that was the complete turnaround for him. Well, the reason I'm sharing this story is it not just happens to movie stars. It happens to people all over the planet who learn to be humbled by this. And that's the essence of being a strong human being, is willing to be humbled by it. The gift of giving that to your husband is what I'm saying to this listener who's written in. Maybe the greatest gift of all, that unconditional love that we can only learn from the Spirit of God.
Yes, it's true. I mean, when you want somebody to behave in a certain way, or you've got an expectation of your partner, and when it and somehow your trust is broken, or a betrayal happens, or an infidelity, it's easy to just retaliate in confrontation. But actually, to just take a step back and think, why are they behaving this way? Where does that come from? Have some empathy and understanding. Try and be a bigger person. If you want to make your relationship work and your marriage work, rather than jumping straight to, you've done something wrong to me and that's it.
There was a situation that came my way about 2 years ago of a man who had an affair. When his wife, who already knew about it, didn't confront him, but when he chose to confront her, it was when the affair person broke up with him and he was heartbroken. His wife helped him recover from the breakup.
Wow. That's
And that was the greatest bond. The behavior of their children completely changed. They became a very close, loving, caring family. It's now considered to be one of the families that you would want as a model for others. It took that kind of devastation to bring them to an awareness of unconditional love and true friendship. When your own partner can be your best friend, that is the mark of maturity and the epitome of trust and respect that allows you to know you can be vulnerable and nothing will ever be used against you. Mm. When that happens, how can you be anything but looking at yourself for improvement? And we learned this not just in psychology, but thousands of years ago, when one of the religious leaders was asked what to do about an adulteress. And rather than judging her, he said to her, "You are forgiven." That forced her to realize that she was a bad girl. And as a result of not being condemned, she wanted to change and make good of herself. This topic is seen in many scenarios, and in psychology it's the cognitive dissonance principle. Whenever somebody does something bad and you lower yourself to their level, all you're doing is helping them justify why they're bad. But if you stay above it and learn that no matter how bad it was and how hurtful you are, and you look for a reason to help them understand what they did and move forward, that unconditional love or that cognitive dissonance where you stay above it forces that person who did something bad to look at how they can improve their lives and do things that are good now. It's a beautiful lesson to have learned.
It is, it is. It takes a lot of strength. And, of course, with that, I mean, as we've said all along throughout talking about infidelity, there's never any good reason. There's never any good explanation in a sense, but, you know, for being unfaithful. But, however, you know, as in, this isn't an excuse then to go, well, that's all right then, because I'll be forgiven. And I know my partner,
no,
whether
no,
it's...
that's not the way it works.
No, it isn't, exactly. But if it should happen and you're in that situation and you're able to open your heart and understand, and as you say, you know, have that empathy, be the bigger person, have the understanding, you can rebuild a relationship and you can recover from it.
It's very interesting that when people get into something, and I'm not going to say out of innocence, but out of wrongful conditioning or whatever, there are explanations for why it happens, but there's never an excuse for why it happens. So when you recover from it and you know not to do it, but you do it anyway, that's when it doesn't recover. So if you know something is wrong and you do it anyway, there is no recovery. But when you know that you're desperate and you get into things and you know that there's a problem and you want to recover, there are those that are going to be able to support you through it.